Tillim in Kapitel Lamed Zayin in Pasuk Yud Ches. It's a beautiful pasuk, as the whole film is beautiful. Rav Hirsch has an uptaich that is so heilig. I have to share with everyone, and it's so apropos for our times. We live in a dar where everything goes after the PR. We live in a dar; everything's PR. If somebody does chesed, it's how famous did he get from the chesed? How many people can know about it? I told them once before, somebody called me. I said, I was bringing out another point. Somebody called me. How could they do? There's a certain common person that we know. How could I be like him? He started so many things that everybody heard about. He was involved with that solo and others. So he wanted to know what I think, like, well, how this person did it. Like, what do you mean did it? Each person, who said the bigness of something is defined by how many people heard about it, and how big it was, and how, but that's today we live in that if a mayor will do a chesed, he does some chesed, he had the front pages, he stands there with a shovel, he's like standing there as if, you know, like he donated a few dollars towards building, so he helped the construction. So they have to cool down the camera, let's go, picture, smiles, a big smile with a shovel, everything's completed the PR. How many people heard about it? The Indian of Sneos, something dumb without anybody knowing about it, that has very little value. That's how many people heard about it, how big it is, big stuff what he's doing. Oh, you gotta hear what he accomplished. There's a pasuk, a beautiful pasuk. The pasuk is in Tillim Kapitel Lamed Zayin, and pasuk Yud Ches. It says, Yodeya Hashem Yemei Simimim. Hashem knows the days of the wholesome people. And their inheritance is forever. Seems like a very innocent pasuk. And Rav Hirsch comes as a pshat that's so full of kedusha. Rav Hirsch says pshat in the pasuk as follows: a tamimim, a wholesome person, the verse said, is the person who does everything but sinna. He's a tamim. He's a wholesome person. He's not a person interested in PR. He's not a person interested in you know what he did and I know what he did. He does everything. He just does right. Good ma'aseh after good ma'aseh. And it says Hashem knows the days. This person may ask himself, but who's finding out about it? What's the significance? Others may ask, what did he do already? There's somebody was nifta earlier this week, Rav Yaakov Yafin. So I saw an article. He was from the Goyne Adar. Probably the biggest Goyne in our generation was nifta earlier this week, Rav Yaakov Yafin. Probably the Goyne Adar. He's a Yid who when he was three, he used to repeat over, he was the son-in-law. His father was the son-in-law of the Alter Nevardik, and he used to repeat over the Alter Shmuzim when he was three. It was word for word, he repeated over the whole Alter Shmuzim. He said, Goin Oilam, Mamisha Goin Baal Musar, a Yidun Kola Torah Kula. Yaakov Yafin, I told him this Maisa, I said it before, but it's a funny Maisa, I'll tell him again. Yisrael loves this Maisa. My Rabbi Rai Brown, he's a real Nevardika. See that Goin in Kola Torah Kula? My Rabbi Rai Brown called him up. Was looking for a certain nesivus. He couldn't find where a certain nesivus was located. And Rabbi Brown needs to find something. He needs to find it. He was going the sugar. He needs to know where the certain nesivus is. And he was going the sugar. He called different gedolim. They didn't know. And he was going. He needed it for a whole shtickl Torah yet. He knew he wasn't sleeping nights. He told us he was going the sugar. Rabbi Brown, he needs to find something. Is it true, Hanan? He needs to find something. Finally, he had enough. He calls Yaakov Yaakov. He says, if Yaakov were ready, where's this nesivus? So he says, I need to know the nesivus. I can't sleep. Tell me where the nesivus. Yaakov says, you're making me meshuggah. I don't know the exact conversation. I don't know where the nesivus. I probably don't know where the nesivus is. And I bounce again. I need this nesivus. I need to know where it is. I need to know where it is. So he says, Shin Mem Beis. He hangs up on him. The Yaakov says, Shin Mem Beis. See that Snua, Yid HaKadosh. And I saw this article, they wrote an article, one of the front papers about him. And I saw they were in the article, to me, it seemed like they were about Varney, that he wasn't so famous. Like, he wasn't, they Yidnu Azoich to be the Ma'aneg Adar. He did have a Bezdin. They were about Varney in the article, he did a lot of Chesed. They were about Varney in the article, he did things. I'm not knocking the article. The article is a beautiful article saying about him. But Varning, you know, he wasn't so famous. There's no kasha. It's not such a kasha. It's not so what do you need about Varn? It's not so schwer. It's not schwer that nobody heard about him. It doesn't mean to have big accomplishments. Doesn't mean that people have to hear about it. You don't have to be famous. You don't have to be on the Times every other day. It doesn't have to be that way. I've said over before that it says when Yaakov Avinu, it says Yaakov left Haran. So Rashi brings the Chazal that the Yitziyah of a Tzaddik Asa Rishon, Pana Ziva, Pana Adara, that Yaakov Avinu's leaving left an impact on the town. So we asked, Avram Avinu traveled many places, Yitzchak traveled, why isn't it ever saved by Avram and Yitzchak? By Yaakov Avinu, it says the Yitziyah of Yaakov Mina'ir Asa Rishon. Yaakov leaving the town, Pana Adara, Pana Ziva, what? By Yaakov, not by Avram and Yitzchak. So I went to the tiny Yaakov Avinu is the one Amud HaTorah. Teaching the Emes to Yaakov, Torah's Emes. Yaakov Avinu is one Ishtam Yoshev Oilam. Amud HaTorah. Avram's the Amud HaChesed, Yitzchak's Gvura. So Avram Avinu is the Baal Chesed of the town. Ul and Yonim of Chesed runs to Avram Avinu's house. Everybody knows Avram Avinu leaves the town, makes a Roshim. All the Chesed, where all the people who need a meal going to go? Where all the Chayim going to do? What people who need money, what's everybody going to do? Leaves a Roshim. Yitzchak's Gvura. Kanoi, the one who organized, make sure nobody, everybody's showing their Torah Karoi. The one who got up in Rav Mitzvah, but inside there's a Pirtzen, Klal Yisrael, this is not being done. The giver makes a Roshim. I'd say Yaakov, Ishtan, Yeshiv Olam. He heard by Yaakov, you know. But Daf by Yaakov, just because nobody heard about him, also Roshim, it makes an impact. Because you may not know about it, the town, it may not be on the front pages of the Times, he's holding up the whole town. It makes a Roshim, you don't know about it, it doesn't go by Pearson. And this pasuk of Hirsch says, Yodei Hashem, listen to the pasuk now. To me, Mimi says, are those people, wholesome people, are not interested in fame. They're not interested in how widely known their actions are. How famous, how many people hear about it. They're not interested. Hashem knows Yimei Tumimim. Hashem knows their days. In the map of Shemayim, they're very important. Down here, the New York Times, Lahavim and Kosh Lachom and Tumul Atara, may not report them so much. They may never once be an article in the Times. Even the Ated, Lahavim, comparing the Ated and the Times, Lahavim, Tumul Atara, Taka. But even the Ated, they never have a picture of the person. They never have an article on them. But Yodei Hashem Yimei Tumimim. Hashem knows the days of those wholesome people. Hashem knows their days. Hashem recognized them on the map of Shemayim, the very chashuv. It's a pasuk. Al ma abet al ani unechei ruach. Hashem says, what do I look at? The ani and the nechei ruach, the little poor guy in the nechei ruach, the oppressed spirit, the little quiet guy. You may not be getting all the fanfare. Hashem says, al ma abet. What do I look at? Shemayim. He may be a little quiet guy doing his thing in Shemayim. He stands as a giant. He stands out as a giant Shemayim. And the guy who's on the front page every week with his picture, telling all the details of his life, he may be very small in Shemayim. And so Yodei, but listen to the end of the pasuk. Yodei Hashem Yimei Tumimim. Hashem knows the days of the Tumimim. Hashem cares about them. Those wholesome people who aren't interested in fame, just quietly doing what they're saved, if they're saved, they're on time to davenings, doing maisach sudden, but still, Hashem knows these people. And Hashem counts their days, recognizes what they're doing. And then he says something profound. Their inheritance is for eternity. As follows. While they live, he says, la'olam, he translated as la'olam, for eternity. Their inheritance is for eternity, meaning, while they lived, they were very quiet. So in the small scheme of things, they may not have been noticed, they may have been overlooked. Young guy, 20, what they were never in the Yated, may have been very still, may have been very quiet. So in the short-term picture, it may not have made a big splash. But nachlasam, their inheritance, that which they gave the world, la'olam tiyah, and for eternity it will be. When we look at the big picture of eternity, by Yoyim Ahu, it's a medrash actually. The medrash says, at the end of Kael's, it says, Soiv Dover HaKol Nishma. At the end, everything will be heard. It's pasuk. The medrash on that pasuk, the medrash on Kael's says, the end, we'll see, Kael doesn't say a video, we'll see some picture of all of eternity. It says every single Yachav, we're going to see details of his life. A guy looked at a bad picture, all of the Yidden for history. Avram Avinu will watch it, our Zayd, the Sarbabas, will all watch the video together of all of our private lives and details. Soif Dover HaKol Nishma, our Tzidkus also, private Tzidkus, on that screen will be shown. Much more valuable than being in the Ated, even the Ated, Hashem paper, much more valuable. Soif Dover HaKol Nishma. And of course, he doesn't quote that medrash, but he says, "Nachlasam lo'il." I never saw it inside the medrash. I heard it from Avram Bressler, very reliable source. Avi Bressler told me that medrash. a medrash. Avi rests on that. Very chashvi. It's all about this medrash. Soiv davra kol nishma. We can look it up. The yeshiva has the medrash. I have to look it up. But zakter of hirsh nachlasam la'olam tia means these shtila people, these tmimim who were doing good ma'ase after good ma'ase, lopped off from making the big splash, big headlines. Nachlasam loyalty. Their inheritance will be realized in eternity when we get a bigger picture. We see Pashut, a bigger picture. We see eternity. In the small, they were too quiet to make it, to shake the world. They weren't loud enough. They didn't have a good PR team enough. They didn't hire such a good PR team. So when is their inheritance? When is all their actions going to be seen to the world? Their inheritance will be seen at its la'olam, when we could see eternity, when we'll have a clear picture in the olam emes. That day when we all have a clear picture of all of history, those quiet people are going to be seen as the heroes of history, as the heroes, as those who brought Mashiach, those who saved the world from Komin Eitzaris, those that they're small meisim and nobody knew about, still a meisim, not in fact. And the Gemara in Makkos brings, the Gemara goes through a different Nevi'im, said the main points of Yiddishkeit. And it keeps going down and down to Pashut, encapsulating Yiddishkeit in smaller and smaller main points, till it comes down to one. At the end it says, Bach abak v'midam achas. I guess it's, my father always says, our attention spans got smaller and smaller. Used to be people can listen to long speeches, got smaller and smaller. It seems the Nevi'im knew that we couldn't focus on so many things, so until they made it less and less things to focus on. Well, before, when there was one, it's Sadik v'emunah se'yichya. Habakkuk, Marach of Dalet Makas, Habakkuk said there's one, he summarized the sum total of all of Yiddishkeit to the Sadik v'emunah se'yichya. She's a schmooze for itself. But I want to go with the three. The three are as follows. When it was three, who said three? But Micha. Micha, the Navi Micha, it's one of the Treyasar, one of the 12 Nevi'im, Treyasar, in the book of Treyasar. Micha came and he said there are three, he shrunk down the sum total of all Torah mitzvahs to three main principles. What were those three main principles? The Pasuk in Micha, Higel Lecha Adam Atayv. I'll tell a person what's good. Uma Hashem Dersh Micha, what Hashem wants from you. Ki'im. Only as follows: Asois mishpat, do justice, practice justice, do what's right, mishpat, justice, be just. The avas chesed, loving kindness, justice and kindness, seemingly opposites, but the perfect balance of justice and kindness. Chesed on the one hand, mishpat on the other hand. What's right is right, the chesed, mishpat and chesed, and then a third thing. And this is, he summed up all the sum total of Yiddishkeit into three things. His mishpat, avas chesed, and the last one, the hatzne leches. And going with Hashem, Hashem lekecha, going with tznias with Hashem your God. Going still with Hashem your God, in private, behind closed doors, hatzne leches and Hashem lekecha, going with tznias with Hashem your God. Tznias. Loved after the Pearson, loved after in public. I remember when Rav Ratman spoke in Yeshiva, he was Zerch of Rav Ratman Shlita, to speak in Yeshiva. He gave a hesped this year, he gave a hesped on his Rebbe, Rav Kreisworth. And he said over, he spoke that to Hatzne Lech, Mashem Lekecha. I don't remember if he invoked that pasuk, but he was speaking that he was the exact same in private as he was in public. He said over by davening that he once had it, they had to travel somewhere together, and they didn't have a minion. And he saw Rav Kreisworth daven in private. And he said his davening was b'diyuk, the same davening in front of the whole Beis Medrash. It was mamish, the same davening. He was mispoil how he davened b'diyuk in front of his head. And Jacob, the same b'diyuk, not a mashu less. He was saying his serious, because Christ was a very public figure, very public person, but he said in private he was exactly the same as he was in public. B'diyuk, he was the same as he was in public. That's hatzne lechts mashem lekecha. To go b'tznius with Hashem your God. Everything to push it to go in the tzniyistic oifen. And those are the three. And it says, it goes on to say, what's hatne leches? Zuay tzos hameis v'achnosis kala. Now, those are very public things. Tzos hameis, everybody sees you doing like tzos hameis. It's a very public thing. Achnosis kala is a very public thing. Dancing at a chasna, levedik, your mamish in the middle of the circle, jumping on the mat, it's very public. Stigmar is aloy dvarim kala chaymer, it's a kala chaymer. Umad dvarim she'ein dark alas toysan v'tzina. Madach thing, which a derech is not doing private. Torah says hatznei leches. Things that a derech doing private certainly should be done in b'tznius. Kasha, why does the Gemara define Hatznei Leches as public things? Why does the Gemara define Hatznei Leches as public things? How could that be the definition of Hatznei Leches? Im Hashem Alekecha. That's not the definition of Hatznei Leches. The definition should be private stuff. Somehow it's possible even in the public thing. It's possible even when he's in the middle of a chas, in the middle of the circle, the guy's a beautiful voice. See, he's Misameh, the chas, the kali sings. So somehow, even there, I don't even know how, even there should be Hatznei Leches im Hashem Alekecha. The Gemara to define Hatznei Leches in a public thing, what's the pshat? The Gemara defines this pasuk in Micha, Perek Vav of Micha, Hatznei Leches im Hashem Alekecha. What's the definition? Haitzas ameis and achlas is kala. Shvach, that is? Pasuk pshat. That's not the definition of Hatznei Leches im Hashem Alekecha. The definition of Hatznei Leches im Hashem Alekecha should be private things. Somehow, even when you're in public, maybe you could also do it. Somehow we'll discuss how it's possible. Why is zoo? Is that the definition of Hatznei Leches? What does the Gemara mean? If there is Hatznei Leches, certainly in private, what's happening? So I think the simple pshat, I think the pshat as follows. The ultimate goal of a person is the Gemara. The Gemara says when you do chesed, sorach l'idea, if you do chesed l'chaver, you have to let him know. Think of all quotes of the Gemara. If you do chesed for your friend, you have to let him know. Because it promotes aven reyes. If you don't tell him, he doesn't know you did chesed, he won't know. There'll be no aven reyes. So you're supposed to tell your chaver. You're supposed to tell your chaver. What about the inyan of Hatznei Leches im Hashem Alekecha? You're supposed to be a tenua. You're supposed to be a tenua. The ultimate person works on himself so stark, I'll talk in a second how to work on yourself, works on himself so stark that he's so dubbed to doing what's right, that not even when he's not in front of people he's able to produce. Even in front of people, his cheshbon is im Hashem Alekecha. Even in front of people, his cheshbon is im Hashem Alekecha. In a way, it's easier to be im Hashem Alekecha when the door is closed. It's easier to be with Hashem Alekecha when the door is closed. You do a ches in the middle of the night, you come to the Beis Medrash, and you clean up the Beis Medrash. So it's easier to do that with lishma, with intentions, with Hashem Alekecha, than in public. When he's in public, then already his cheshbon is, I hope everybody sees this, check this out guys, watch the way I dance in front of the Chasam HaKalim. The goal of a person, the goal of tznius, of Hatznei Leches im Hashem Alekecha, is that even when he's in public, that is the ultimate Hatznei Leches. Hatznei Leches is such that even in public, even in something that you could think it's impossible to do other than for Pearson, he is so dabuk im Hashem Alekecha, his mind is so dabuk to the Burnish Leilam, that even in public he could be the Geder im Hashem Alekecha. Even that is the ultimate Geder, that's the ultimate Hatznei Leches im Hashem Alekecha. It's not pshat, the ultimate Hatznei Leches is to do things without people knowing about it. That's not the ultimate, that's not at all the ultimate. It's easy when nobody knows about it. The ultimate Hatznei Leches im Hashem Alekecha is it's irrelevant whether people are there or not. When people are there also, it's the same im Hashem Alekecha. You would say the Rashiva walks in, the Beis Medrash, the Manig Adari walks in, and the whole Aguda convention rises. And he gets up to deliver the keynote address at Shal Shonis. You'd say, is there the possibility of im Hashem Alekecha? And the answer is yes. If the Yid is so dovuk to Hashem, that is the ultimate bechin of Hatznei Leches im Hashem Alekecha. That the Yid, under conditions of piersum, is pashit still walking im Hashem Alekecha. The definition of Hatznei Leches im Hashem Alekecha, the ultimate definition is Aitzas Hameis and Achmasas Kala, is bedaf when there's the most piersum. That's the definition. How does a person come to that? How does he come that on those conditions, mamish, it's the most im Hashem Alekecha under those conditions? The answer to that is do things when nobody knows, and I'll explain why one caused the other. If we're trained in private, I'll use a very tabachim, a practical mashal, very practical mashal, that's very effective to work on this. The goal is to always realize you're acting in front of Hashem, you're in front of Hashem. When nobody's around, I'll give a mashal. Say Barabin, it's near the Geifin. You're using a person's using the facilities when nobody's around. Do it in the near the Geifin, because Hashem's watching. Train yourself that you're im Hashem Alekecha. train yourself in general that you're im Hashem Elokecha. In public, it's a hard training ground to train you. The ultimate goal is you're im Hashem Elokecha in public. That it makes no difference. But dafka people around, but dafka, you don't need to go and pray. I'll say it like this. Let me say it strong and you'll understand what the Chazal is saying much. It's a deep Chazal. The ultimate haftei lechs of Hashem Elokecha, if the person needs to be in private to read Tashlat Hashem Elokecha, then he hasn't reached haftei lechs of Hashem Elokecha. If the person needs to be in private to be in Hashem Elokecha, then he has not fully reached haftei lechs of Hashem Elokecha. Because then this person, b'makom their people, he can't be in Hashem Elokecha. That's not haftei lechs of Hashem Elokecha. Haftei lechs of Hashem Elokecha, zuach nasas kala. It's midafka when there's fearsome. The person who has really reached im Hashem Elokecha, it's not meyeya, it has no shaykh, is the people there or not. If he is only with Hashem and there's nobody there, in the dark room it's easy to be with Hashem. When there's quiet and silent, you're home alone. It's very easy to be im Hashem Elokecha, in a sense. In a sense, it's easier because there's no noise, it's quiet. You're a little nervous. You don't have all the covet around you. When the person doesn't have all the honor and stripped of all the dignity and all his, you know, he doesn't have the whole congregation standing up. He doesn't have all his chaverim telling him he's the greatest. That moment, in a sense, it's easier to be im Hashem Elokecha. But amongst all the noise, at that public, at that dancing, and everybody's saying, wow, woo, and everybody's woo, woo, everybody's wow, everybody's ooing and ooing, and the guy's dancing so lebedic. There's the moment, the bechina, are you haftei lechus in Hashem Elokecha? Are you all your maisim im Hashem Elokecha? You tap is thinking about the Bar Yoylem. There, zuach masas kal, there and only there is the real test of haftei lechus. That's the ultimate haftei lechus. That is haftei lechus. That's the verse of haftei lechus. Zuach masas kal b'dafka. But be coming to this. How do you come to this? How does the person come to such a thing? The answer how you come to such a thing is a person first to practice in the easier ground. The easier grounds when nobody's as quiet. The easier ground, nobody's around. A person, I'll give a very, I apologize to give, maybe it's not a kavod, just a mush that comes to mind, I apologize. But a person's alone, he's using the facilities, close the door. After it's near the guy, and nobody's around, I'm the only one home. Train yourself when it's easy, Hashem's here. When nobody's around, you're davening Yishma Nesrei. So you could daven fast, daven slowly, say, Kalish, there's no cover, I'm not at all the ball, everybody's seeing, so when everybody's seeing, so it's hard to be im Hashem Elokecha. I'm watching out to see if, I sit in the sanctuary of Shlomi Lamb, I'm seeing if Shlomi Lamb's watching, I'm hoping he's watching. If I scream loud enough, I'll get even a few tables over, we'll see. Push it to, you know, if you clap, if you make a little noise, maybe on the other side, they smedjush. Shayach and Elisha on this side could see. It's all things. I shouldn't admit all my thoughts. Okay. Shayach. But a person, when you're alone, nobody's around. You're davening a shemester. Unfortunately, you've worked out, you couldn't make a minyan. You're davening alone. Now's the time, haftei lechus im Hashem Elokecha. Start working there, im Hashem Elokecha. There it's easier ground to start saying, Hashem's here, nobody's watching, I'm pure, im Hashem Elokecha. I remember experiencing Rosh Hashanah. Before then, I thought it would be the worst Rosh Hashanah of my life, and it turned out the best Rosh Hashanah of my life. I was Rosh Hashanah one year, a family member of my wife was sick, and we had to be out of state. We weren't in New York, not Connecticut. We had to be for Rosh Hashanah. We had to be out of state. A very not Tariq environment. Actually, very not the most Tariq environment. We daven in a more modern shul. We were eating. One day I got to daven in a beautiful shul. Both shuls were beautiful. One day I got to daven. Made me self-conscious. One day I got to daven in a shul that Taka was slow. They davened slowly. Baal Tefillah was slow. And one day I davened in a shul that the Baal Tefillah much faster. It was beautiful Baal Tefillah. They had to daven nice. It was faster. They were forced by pressure. The shul was a more modern shul. It was very fast. And before Hashanah, I was felt, what am I going to do? I'm missing all the trappings. I never in my life davened out of the yeshiva. I grew up in Yeshiva Rakh. My father moved to shul. I kept davening in Yeshiva Rakh. Then I davened in the mirror. I'd never davened out of yeshiva Rosh Hashanah. I always used to the yeshiva, that power of yeshiva davening. Everybody around me was inspired. And I thought, what's going to be? And over that Rosh Hashanah, I felt on myself that I was able to work im Hashem Elokecha. That Rosh Hashanah is able to say, remove all the trappings, all the chizuk from friends, all the covet from friends, all the nobody cares, nobody's watching you. You're able to work more in Im Hashem Elokecha. Is your motive pure? Are you able to do it under removing all the external trappings, just Im Hashem Elokecha, because Rosh Hashanah, it's today's the Yom HaDin, we all pass Kimei Marim, and you could remove all the chazan, I love this. It's not Rosh Hashanah without this chazan, we all have that. We all have a certain chazan, not Rosh Hashanah. Remove all those trappings. It's Rosh Hashanah because Hashem judges and we all pass in front of God, Kimei Marim. It's Rosh Hashanah because of God, not because of the chazan, the davening to my Shema. People say, Purim, it's not a Purim if I don't have kachaka. One day, one year will fall out, you won't have those trappings that you need. And Purim will be Purim because God, because the Yidin was zeich to see Hashem and has to see the Bar Yom has to find him. That's why it's Purim. Pesach, remember the first time you go to your in-laws. So you used to, I've shared this with any married guy will shake that. Yaakov can attest. When Baruch will look at me, I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. A married guy sits there. They just have, if you speak to a crowd of married guys, they're shaking their heads. The first Pesach you go away, you sit there the whole Seder and say, this is not a Seder. They don't get it. They just do not know how to make a Seder. My father knows how to make a Seder. They don't know that you're supposed to sing Shvoi Chamascha. They just don't know the tune of Shvoi Chamascha. And the way they say Manishtana, it's just funny, it's not Pesach. They don't know Pesach. They don't have, this is so sad, man. You make sure you write to know that the next year we are going to my parents to learn. Because your parents just don't, something if you're Balmis, you don't tell your wife. If you're not, you're less Balmis, you tell your wife. And each one can be Mashiach, but your in-laws never know how to make a Seder. Because a Pesach represents what my parents do. And Avadis Kavaldi, Minig Yisrael Kaddish. That's not my point now. Avadis should go with your parents' minute. It's a very holy thing. That's not my point right now. My point right now is sometimes when you're stripped of all the trappings, of all the external things, you're able to just go, Im Hashem Elokecha. It's Pesach because God took us out of Egypt on this night. Liyos Lachem Lelokim, to be for us the God. Forget all the external trappings. They're good external trappings. Many times they're good help in helping us come to realize that I took you out of Mitzrayim. Liyos Lachem. All our fathers in Hagim are there designed to help us realize this. Liyos Lachem Lelokim. But sometimes when I remove all the external trappings, it's a little easier just to focus on the actual thing. So a practice is when we're alone, when we're betznius, when we're alone, betafka, learn duch hasad when nobody's around. Not because that's the most important chesed. The more important chesed is to tell people, tzorech lo'idiyah, those most important. And even when he knows you're im Hashem lekecha, achnasas kala, he knows, the tzibur knows, this one, you're im Hashem lekecha. Not in your person, to make cheshbonis. People sitting there, the krumest cheshbon in the world, gaiv, I don't know if I should do it, people are going to know. So sit back, don't do any chesedim, you should act like an oisvav, curse everybody out, gaiv. That's the great trick. You shouldn't do this. People stop doing from every good action in the world because of gaiva. If I get up and tell bloody, if I speak, if I say, if I do, so people are paralyzed. You have to hear my parents describe it. It's worth it. I learned by my parents all these, learned many things. But to hear him describe people's paralyzation, they sit paralyzed by all these crazy thoughts, gaiva and other things. It starts very, very sharp. So that's the dafka. Micha said, "Hatzlach Hashem Elokecha." The dafka met in public. Stop making cheshbonos. But we have to work on being im Hashem Elokecha. We need to be im Hashem Elokecha. When we're in public with Dafka, in the middle of that chasna, dance beautifully. You're a good dancer. Get in front of the chasna and do a perfect dance. But I have to be im Hashem Elokecha when I do it. Tachmas Kala, I want to be im Hashem Elokecha. So I'll tell you the secret. When nobody's around, duch sudden. The koil you remind him to be in Shiva, nobody knows. He puts tissues on the table. That's im Hashem Elokecha. I caught him a few times. That's im Hashem Elokecha. Learn to do chassad. My ground told us, when nobody's in the bathroom, clean up the whole bathroom. The bathroom, yeah. You walk in, you see a stool. I pardon. Hold on, take finish. I pardon the. Speaking about when you walk in the bathroom, you see the stool is dirty. Clean it up. Im Hashem Elokecha. Nobody will know. Nobody ever should know. Don't tell anybody. Don't tell your chavrusa. You took a little long piece of silly. You'll never know why. Clean up. You saw what this. Somebody else is going to be disgusted by. Clean it up. That you'll learn imash and you'll do why? Because Hashem, I want to be doing with Hashem, my urach, my father. Hashem does chesed, I want to do chesed. Im Hashem lekecha. There's no motivation, there's nobody, there's no cover, there's nothing, nobody knows. Im Hashem lekecha. Now you've already worked, you're im Hashem lekecha person, you do more and more, it increases over time, you learn to be an im Hashem lekecha person. you read the ultimate in Hashem Lekecha. The ultimate Hashem Lekecha person is when people are around, he's still in Hashem Lekecha. He walks into the Agudah convention for the keynote address, and he's worked and worked. He's so in Hashem Lekecha, the Bedafka in the place of Pearson, that's Bedafka, the ultimate in Hashem Lekecha. Bedafka, that chaste, dances beautifully. Gai, the cover. Shtos, in Hashem Lekecha. Bedafka, achmas, is kala, itzas, hameis. At times when it's in Hashem Lekecha, covered, it's yesh, it looks like a human being couldn't possibly, he could possibly drown out all this, that, and the next thing. Yeah, he could. Why? Because he worked on himself enough to be Im Hashem Lekecha, that he reaches the ultimate bechir of Im Hashem Lekecha, that amongst the tzibur, when he's sarach l'idea, when he tells his friend about the chesed they did, bedafka, when he's in public, he has reached the point of Im Hashem Lekecha, he can bedafka do there. That's what I think pshat in this, I think pshat in this Hatzlach and Hashem Lekecha, that the Gemara in Chavdal Demarkas says, Zuch Maskala. I just want to end, that was more specific on this issue of Hatzlachas, I just want to end, Pasha to end, that this is something, a chizuk, there's many chizukim we all had since the Ptira. With the Ptira Baruch, there's been a tremendous chizuk in the Yeshiva, tremendous kvod shemayim in the Yeshiva. We've said, Taka, tremendous kaddish has been said in this Yeshiva. Yiskadav, Yiskadash, remember, Yabachim coming to Minyanim more on time. Yabachim come before davening more. Yabachim doing a lot of things. Mizeich Nishma Shaya, Yishaya Simcha, Baruch Yosef. And I want to say Lezeich Nishma Shaya, to be an Elu for his Neshama, that this is something that was very inspiring for me. This pasuk refers to Shaya. This pasuk that Rav Hirsch said, Mamish refers to Shaya. Yedei Hashem Yemei Tmimim V'nachlasam Lo Yilam Tia. This pasuk, and this pasuk has been left from Hashem Lekecha. This all could have been and is. It has been on Shaya, Yishaya Simcha. Because that's what he was. Tzias. He wasn't interested in the Pearsum. He wasn't interested in his name being, he wasn't interested in that. He was anyway. Was anyway, because called Berech Menach Kovid, people run after him. Was anyway, but that wasn't his interest. Everything still. Still, Hatzel Lechs Mashem Lekech. Very still. Chesed, a lot of chesedim. Very quiet. If this Ptir is coming out, that's because the end of us, Nachlos and Moilam Tia, in the scope of eternity, in the bigger picture, things are coming out now, and will continue to come out, and continue to come out. We look at the ultimate picture, we'll see the Yeshuas that he was Pail. Moilam Tia, in the picture of eternity, we'll have to see the Yeshua's he was playing. But this was something we could all steig in and sniffs. All steig in this area of not focusing on the piercing, lack of piercing. People know, they don't know, they do know. Don't worry about it. Don't worry what people know, what people don't know. Don't worry about it. Not taking it for good. Doesn't matter how famous you are or not. People, today is a shtick. People are machla. People are working. Everybody wants to be a gadol. I want to translate the word to be a gadol. They want to be on the moetzes. Translate. I want to explain a little. And not everybody. Baruch Hashem, great man. Some people work to be on the to be a gadol. What is the definition to be on the moetzes? Let's work to be tmimim, to be shleimim. I always say we should work on shleimus, not gadlus. Shleimus, to be shleimim, tmimim. Yedei Hashem, you made tmimim. To be tmimim. Tmimim don't care about the person. They're gedolim without the person. Doesn't mean and all are gedolim on the moetzes. You know why they're on the moetzes? They're bereich menachem. They're all tmimim. They won't mean him. Don't worry about the Pearson, don't what this one knows, what that one knows, the third one knows. Hatzne lechs Hashem Lekecha. Steig in that area. Kom b'tznias. And we should come talk and steig in it, in public and in private. Don't make crazy cheshbonis, but in public I shouldn't do it. No. We should learn to do it in private, and then we can do it in public, we'll be so pure in Hashem Lekecha that even under the circumstances, the most Pearson possible, Moses Kala, the voice I made, it's still in Hashem Lekecha.